season started for you. Let's start from there.
December 2014, January, February. Then have a recap of 2014 for the Amateur IPOA.
A recap of 2014 season?
Yes.
Well, 2014, I didn't really do much in 2014. I was in the U.S. early this season, and I did add some competitions, and I got back to Nigeria and did the Grand Prix, which I won. But I think that was my last competition for this season. I just decided to just stay off.
So what was responsible for the new... level of competition? Was it that there were no competitions, or your body wasn't conditioned for it, or you had other issues? Why did you have so much? Have you so little doing here?
Initially, being that I went to the US in November 2013, the weather was a bit cold. So my training didn't really go adequately. But then when I got to Nigeria, I got into shape. But then I just didn't like what was going on, so I just decided to just stay off. Yeah.
All right, so have we seen something different in 2015? Or do you already have your projections? Do you have a timetable? Do you have a schedule of what you intend to do for 2015?
Yeah, I do. 2015, right now I'm training, I'm working towards 2015, and since 2015 is a Commonwealth year, and I'm African World Championship year, and the All African Games, being that I'm the defending champion at the African team, so I want to go there and defend my title and be the first woman to retain a title 3 times in the African team, and go to the World Championship and do what I did some 3 years ago, even better than that, being 8th in the world in 2011. So I'm looking forward to doing better than what I did in 2011, in 2015.
All right, those are lovely conditions. They're easy to see on the media, but I'm sure it's going to require so much hard work. And I think that's starting from here now.
Yeah.
What are the things that you are putting in place, or that you have been put in place for you to achieve this, the targets that you set for yourself?
Well, I have to work hard, in which I'm doing. Like what we did today, it's like a strength test, just to know what I've done and what I need to do. So what I did today, I know where my strength level is, and I know what I need to work on to get more strength. But then I know for sure that I've been working hard. So I know that what I've been doing in training, I know 2016 is going to be a good year by God's grace.
A better year,
in fact, the best year I've ever had.
All right, the question we keep asking is, you don't really seem to have competition on the home front that is pushing you. You get so relaxed on the home front.
Yeah.
Has anything changed?
I don't think so. I don't think anything has changed. I still have to go out there to compete and meet people, the people that I'm going to compete with. I still have to go out there to compete. Right now, I'm looking forward to going out to do some indoors. So, I still have to go out there to compete.
Are there likely places already that you have mapped out already?
Well, my agent right now, yeah, she's working on that. So as soon as the meat starts rolling in, I'll be rolling out.
All right, we'll go for that.
Thank you very much.